hang on to them.
Oh, I know what you mean.
What do you call it?
Junk. I have got things I wish somebody would come with a truck and haul them off. I can't tow them all.
Isn't it funny the way people say things for no reason? Just to save them.
No, it's just, I'm afraid to put out fire, and that was before he died, my husband. Mm-hmm. He got to where he wasn't able to do nothing much, and he just afraid to burn anything. Tornado hit us. I guess you noticed all the little barns blowed down.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I can't get them burned. And we're afraid to put out fire. He was, and now I am.
Yeah.
And I just wondering if the defense, any of them would come.
They might if you gave them a call. I don't know. I don't know if they do that type of thing.
I got a big old pile of brush mess out there I'm afraid to burn. And that out there, and out there that old house, it's just a mess. An old barn down there broke down.
Hmm. How long ago was the tornado?
A year ago in April. Second day.
Hmm.
We hit us one morning about 7
o'clock.
I'm telling you, it like got us. It's cracked this house all over from one end to the other.
That must be some experience.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want to go through.
I'm telling you myself, it's just a large wheel that we was left.
Hmm.
It like got everything around here. That house out China had knocked it about 6 feet east and 6 feet north. Those floors just tore up.
It's a shame. When all this junk you say, okay? Do you keep it in any one place in particular?
Oh no, that room full, that room was down full. That closet, I stick everything I can in there. Just every which way you look, it's stuck in there.
In your old house, did you ever have one room where you kept it all? Did you know any people that did? And if they did, what did they call that room?
Junk room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call the two on the porch, I think.
Okay.
Junk rooms.
Okay. If every morning when you get up, okay, and say things are a little bit out of order, what do you do around the house?
I guess I'll try to straighten them out.
Straighten them out. Okay. And what do you sweep? You sweep the floor with what?
I still use my straw broom.
Use straw broom. I bet there aren't many straw brooms left.
I sweep up good and then I take my dust off.
I've got you. Okay. And where do you keep your broom?
Standing in the dining room.
Standing in the dining room. Is it, if it were, say the door was here and if the broom were back here, you'd say the broom was where?
It's back over on the other side of the fridge.
Okay. And who does the washing and the ironing and all those things?
Both of us.
You do those too? What do you call those things?
Laundry.
You call that the laundry? Okay. And stairs, okay, when you have steps, there's a whole series of steps together.
Stairways.
Would you call it the same thing if it was outside? Say the steps that come up onto
if
your porch?
If it went up, I would.
What
not
about?
Just steps that come in, that's steps.
That's just steps, that's not a stairway. Okay. And out front, where you've got your chairs, that's sitting on your what?
Front porch.
On your porch. Is that any different, would you call it anything besides a porch? Say a balcony or?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Just a front porch.
Just a front porch, that's good enough. That tells you what it is? And what do you call it, a damp cloth for wiping the floor?
Mop.
Did you ever use sand with it?
Oh, we used to. You're talking about a long time ago, now.
Right, right.
That's shuck mop.
Shuck mop.
Made by corn shucks.
Oh, I see.
I've got one, believe it or not.
Do you?
Stand out on somewhere that would help.
Hmm.
Yeah, and folks used to put sand on the floor and lick them old shuck mops and go attack.